that where we approved some of the things for the tower at Unity Square. We recently, in the last couple months, we sold a lot that we owned over by the dinosaur park. You got Safari Smiles and then State Farm, and then there was an empty lot there that was bought by someone that's going to put an Edward Jones office in. And so we took that money and applied it to the Unity Square to fund some of the audio and lighting equipment around the stage there with some other money that that got donated.
How much money have you guys had donated to this project?
Oh, my goodness. I would say it's around $500,000. Probably more than that, getting close to $600,000. You know, just the outpouring of support from all the, you know, the businesses and the individuals and the foundations. You know, it's really been remarkable. It's taken the budget from you know, about $1.7 million to $2.2 million. So we're really able to have some great things in there. It's going to be a nice facility. The opening is still tentatively planned for May 1st. I mean, we'll see how it goes with all of that. But, you know, even if we don't have a big grand opening, hopefully it'll be finished by then at least.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, at least it'll be done and people can have something to look forward to whenever this all blows over.
Right. Well, I would encourage people, you know, drive by and check it out, look at it, and see where we're going. They've got the, you know, the grass put in, the rocks are there, the stage is getting where it looks like a stage. It's, you know, it's getting close to being finished.
Yeah, that's really cool indeed, and I love seeing the trees out there too. I think that's probably the coolest feature in my mind.
Right, right, and those are they're very big trees. They were bought with the donation from Phillips 66.
Yeah,
they sponsored the putting in those trees, and when you're putting in big trees like that, you know, they're a lot more expensive than kind of the little saplings that you might get, you know, at the garden center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be a really cool thing. I'm looking forward to just walking through the park, you know, and being part of just nature in general and just kind of a downtown area that is being revitalized, if you will.
Right, and the park's going to be able to do a lot of great things. You know, they're talking about, you know, yoga classes on Saturday morning, church services on Sundays, you know, people just getting there and using it in the evenings after work or after school.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be plenty of shade, plenty of benches. It's going to be dog friendly, and have thing, you know, the bags and the trash cans, to take care of that. It's going to, you know, it's going to end up being really nice.
Yeah, indeed. It's going to be really nice. And of course, people could maybe celebrate St. Patrick's Day there next year once it's done. That's another thing that people can look forward to.
There we go. And hopefully we'll see a lot of concerts, you know, there on Friday nights. We made it big enough that that it could hold pretty large bands or the symphony or any of those type things.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the Tower Center at Unity Square?
No, it's just it's moving along, and people ought to drive by and check it out.
And speaking of things that are moving along, I know we're getting closer to another election. I know you guys have the GO bond that's up for voters to vote upon. It's got quite a bit of few things on it. What can you tell me about that?
It does. And it's actually going to end up being five different questions on the ballot, just because of how the state makes us group different projects together. But when we were looking at it, kind of comprehensively. So, you know, we expect people that are going to vote yes on one of them are going to vote yes on all of them, although you could pick and choose and, you know, and vote yes for streets and no for, you know, drainage or something like that. But, you know, city staff can't encourage people to vote yes, but I can. So I'm saying vote yes on the record there. It's got a lot of good projects on there. And the way that we get those, it's not just the city staff and it's not the city council. We have all of these different boards and commissions made up of citizens. On some of them, the city councilors can vote, and on some of them, they can't. But they got a list of projects. After we got the list from them, city staff looked through and kind of prioritized, because there's some things that really aren't discretionary. We've got to fix some bridges here in town. And so they said, okay, these are the ones you've really got to do that we need to include. And so they kind of had it narrowed down to about $40 million in projects, and they gave it to the city council, and we narrowed that $40 million down to the $30 million that we had to spend. Mm. And we made some adjustments and some changes and tweaked a few things. But ultimately, you know, all five of us, you know, through all the give and the take, we got a consensus. We think it's a good group of projects. You know, kind of looking at it from that comprehensive side, 45% of it is going towards streets and bridges. 18% of it is going to parks and recreation. But that's really only because it's affecting things within the park boundaries. The vast majority of that isn't for kind of the fun stuff. It's the ring road at Johnstone Park, the ring road at Sooner Park around the pool. And I would encourage anybody to you know, drive by those and look at them. Look at all our our parking lots in, Joe Allen Lowe Park. Look at the parking lots, kind of at all of them. Because that's what most of the money's going towards, is towards the parking lots, towards the roads in the parks. It's also going towards fixing the epoxy that's in Frontier Pool and Sooner Pool.
Right.
And it's just maintenance. A couple of the things that you might consider new projects would be at Sooner Park, we're going to, there's a horseshoe, there are horseshoe pits there that are almost the exact dimensions for a basketball court, and nobody's really playing horseshoes there, so we're going to take that out and put in a basketball court. The other one is Oak Park, they had old tennis courts that are probably 40 years old or more that they've been using for basketball courts. And so those are going to be taken out, and we're actually going to build a basketball court there. It's also going to build a pavilion out at Douglas Park. Right now there's not a lot of trees around there, not a lot of shade.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of more of a safety thing. At Civitan Park, the plan is for a berm or a fence or something. We've got the speed limit there is about 50 miles an hour, and it's kind of right there by the kids, and we've got, you know, kids running towards the road and cars that could come off, and so it's just kind of a safety thing.
Right.
But nothing really, you know, completely new. It's more fixing kind of things we already have.
Well, and you mentioned Joe Allen Lowe Park and Johnston Park. Some of those received, I'm assuming, some damage, if not quite a significant amount of damage because of the flooding last spring, too. They had to be closed down for a little bit, right?
Right, right. And so this should fix some of that. If you've been by the kiddie park lately, you know, you can see that it's super nice. That's just going to extend all the way on through the rest of the park. So I'm really excited about it. And some of these projects, between these two, are all of these ballots, some of them are for 3 years and some of them are for 5 years. So it may be a few years before it gets done, but we're going to have the funding. We're going to be able to do it. There's a lot of safety things. They make up 21%. Some of the big ones are we're going to get a new fire truck to replace one that's 10 years older than I am. So that's going to be a good thing. And then also our police vehicles. And I know people, I've seen it online and talked to some people. I said, you guys are always buying new police cars. And they're right, but we only buy a few of them every year. We're not going out and buying all of them at once and then waiting a while and buying all of them again.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, we're rotating through a fleet. The plan is also to go to that type of a system with the rest of our city vehicles, is to kind of just rotate through them and not buy a whole bunch of them and really have a plan going forward with that.
Yeah, and you've written done a police ride along, right? So you kind of know what some of the vehicles are like.
Right, right. It's great. And the other thing is with them is that the plan going forward is to buy all of the same type. So whatever make and model it is, when they need maintenance, you know, the guys are working on the same types of cars every day. I mean, it might be, you know, a newer year, but that way we think that'll make them more efficient. It'll make it easier to keep spare parts on hand. You know, we're really trying to, you know, looking for an efficiencies in a lot of these things. Some of the other ones are replacing the windows in City Hall.
Okay.
You know, that's an efficiency type thing. We're gonna cut down our utility cost with that. we're going to replace some of the skylights in the library that are original to the building and fix some of the roof in the library. Some of the money on the facilities is to help cover some of the community center's cost, like for their speaker systems. When you go in there, you see these few, you know, super large speakers. And, you know, again, they're 3 years older than I am. And so they work today, but there's no guarantee they're going to work tomorrow when you get kind of into electronics like that. And so, you know, this may be, it may be 5 years out, and by then it's going to be in a, you know, in their mid-40s for the speakers. So it's going to be getting close to time to replace those.
Yeah, and you were talking about things taking a while, too, like even though it passes, maybe passes. I'd right. say it's passing yet, but it will take a while. Like the Tower Center Unity Square project, right. It passed in 2018, and yep. now it's 2020, and you guys are getting close to finishing it, mm-hmm. but it doesn't necessarily mean that there's not right. things that get in the way, like weather and
right.
just different kinds well, of events that happen, too.
Yeah, and really this Tower Unity Square, I mean, it's been getting it done even in the 2 years since we voted on it has been very ambitious because mm-hmm. with this vote, we're doing it about a year out, and so we won't even start getting the money for this. You know, we're voting on it in 2020. We may start getting the money for it in 2021. So we may be starting some of these projects in 2022. You know, and I mean, and some of them won't be finished until 2026 or 2027. I mean, like, that's how far out, which, you know, that's not something I knew before I got on city council.
Right.
You know, that there's really a lot of lead time to get these things done. You know, I said streets make up 45% of it, and that's about $13 million. Well, so $8 million of that is projects that we've designated. We said, okay, these are the ones they're going to do. A lot of that is bridges. It's some of the main streets around the schools that have a lot of traffic. It's entrances to neighborhoods and some of the main cut-through streets on neighborhoods. Those were kind of what those focused on.
Right.
But then we have another $5 million, and we decide that basically $1 million year to year, and that's where you're going to get more of your, you know, your residential that maybe it's not by a school, it's not an entrance, but it needs some work on it. We've also put some money in there. They've got a machine that they'll take and drive over every road in town, and it gives it a score of 0 to 100.
Wow.
And so we've got money in there for that, so we'll get a new baseline that'll help us make those decisions on which streets need to be repaired.
We're talking with Councilman Paul Stewart here from the city of Bartlesville. I think we're going to take a quick break. We'll talk more about the GO bond election that's coming up and maybe how people can prepare for that considering mm-hmm. all the things that are going on with the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back. Community Connection is being brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home.
It's the new year, and that means new opportunities and new resolutions. Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one. Or maybe you've resolved to take care of prearranging your own funeral service so your family won't have to make decisions at a difficult time. Whatever the need is, Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Service has been there helping Green Country families for almost 100 years. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
And we're back with our Community Connection with City Councilman Paul Stewart here in Bartlesville. We're talking about the GO bond election and how you could kind of prepare for it coming up, especially with some of the coronavirus things that are going on. How should people kind of get ready for this election?
Well, so one thing they can do is that they go to okvoterportal.okelections.us or they just Google OK Voter Portal. It'll pull it up. They can go on there and look at sample ballots. They can also sign up to vote absentee, so that would keep them from, you know, running into all the crowds on election day. Mm-hmm. The only thing with that is they have to do it by April 1st to get that, and it has to be returned by April 6th, which is the day before the election on April 7th. They can also do early voting at the election board on the Thursday and Friday, April 2nd and 3rd, and go in there and vote early. This one, when there's state or federal elections, they'll be open on the Saturday before the election because none of that's going on. It's just the Thursday and the Friday, not the Saturday. And I would encourage everybody to get out there and, like I said, the voting absentee is a good way to do it. The only thing with that is you have to get it, your ballot notarized.
Mm-hmm.
But most of your banks, if you've got an account there with them or your credit unions, They'll do that kind of stuff for free for you.
Yeah. And of course, you can go online later this afternoon. We'll have those ballots posted on our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com, as well as the comments from Councilman Stewart here today. But I think, yeah, that's going to be a very important day, too, for the city of Bartlesville. I know there's several other elections for the city of Dewey and their councilmen that they have up there. Local schools, I know Bartlesville, Candy Valley, Copan, they all have elections coming up. So it's really good for people to kind of get this information because it's going to be a big day, especially considering all the things that are going on in our world.
Right. Well, and it gives them a way to prepare looking at those sample ballots because you might not realize that you're voting on school board, for example, that we have going on here in Bartlesville. Or other things, and it gives you time to research it before you show up at the ballot box and have no idea, you know, who you're going to vote for. The other thing coming up is the census.
Right.
So I would encourage everybody to go to my2020census.gov and take the census. They're going to start releasing information later this week on response rates for communities, and we want to be number one. Getting everybody counted helps us with economic development. A lot of the retail stores that are looking at Bartlesville, you know, they rule us out because we're under a certain number. And so if we can make sure everybody's counted, that's going to open up more retail opportunities for us. We may be under their number, you know, this year, but they use models. They're going to use these models from this year for the next 10 years. And so it may be that in 4 or 5 years, they say, hey, Bartlesville's met the threshold. We're going to go there. So we'll go in there and make sure everybody's counted. You want to count, you know, infants, kids. If you're, you know, you've got some relative that's just staying with you till they get on their feet or you know, you're somebody, you know, you want to count them. None of the questions are invasive at all. It's basically who lives here, how are you related, what are your birthdays, and What's your ethnicity and do you rent or own? And that's it. I mean, it's really like 12 questions to do that.
You know, I'm currently moving and I keep getting the census at the place I'm moving away from. So I'm like, I don't know what to do with that. Yeah. What would you say to people about that?
Well, so they want to know where are you going to be living on April 1st?
Okay.
So if you're kind of between moving, you know, put in where you're going to be that day. And that's also for who's going to be living with you on April 1st. Mm-hmm. If you've got kids at college or somewhere else, it does ask about that a little bit to make sure they're not double counting anyone. But we want to get everybody counted. And like I said, there's not any invasive questions either. Like, you know, how many bathrooms do you have or how many pets do you own or anything like that? Or how much money do you make or what's your occupation? It's really kind of who lives here, basic information.
We've been talking with City Councilman Paul Stewart today on the Community Connection brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. We're getting pretty close to time here. One last thing that we should probably mention is the fact that the water supply signing ceremony has been postponed until a later date because of the things that are going on with COVID-19. Thank you so much, Councilman Stewart, for your time, and I look forward to talking to you again at some point.
Okay. Thank you very much.
No problem. And again, this was a Community Connection brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. Time for O&N.